Palestinian resistance movement Hamas has rejected a UN report on the 2014 Gaza war that accused Israel and Hamas of committing war crimes. Hamas said its rockets and mortars were aimed at Israeli military sites, not civilians. Hamas also criticized UN investigators for a false balance between victims and killers. The Commission of Inquiry on the 2014 Gaza war said it has, quote, substantial information that Israel and Hamas committed war crimes. Tel Aviv also blasted the UN report as, quote, biased. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel does not commit war crimes. Nearly 2,200 Palestinians lost their lives and some 11,000 were injured during Israel's latest offensive on the Gaza Strip. Paul Rudy is a co-founder of Free Palestine Movement, joining us from Berkeley, California. Well, Paul Rudy, you have the UN report obviously accusing both at this point. What is your reaction to it, and what kind of pull does this UN report have in terms of, at this point, they've placed the blame, but what's going to happen next?
Well, we have to understand that the United Nations, of course, is dominated in terms of its decisions and its reporting and all this sort of thing by the United States, principally, and other Western powers. We know that on occasion, the U.S. and Israel and a couple of tiny Pacific protectorates of the United States will vote one way and the entire UN will vote the other way, but the U.S. will nevertheless prevail in what it wants. So in this context, we understand that it's impossible to produce a report that merely blames Israel for its war crimes. You have to create some kind of a balance that would be acceptable to the United States as well. Even if the United States condemns it, you have to show that you understand who's boss. And that's why Hamas is included here, which is not to say that Hamas also did not commit war crimes. It's impossible to have a war without breaking some of the laws of war. But the scope, the dimensions of it are vastly different. I mean, the Israelis committed it as a matter of policy, and in huge numbers, hundreds of times greater than what Hamas did. And so this report has to be understood as going to the edge of the envelope, but not stretching it in terms of what it is permitted to say in the United Nations.
Very well. Thank you very much for that. Paul Rudy, co-founder of Free Palestine Movement from Berkeley.